What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, bookworms and brain boosters. It's your girl Nova Lane here to dive deep into something super important. Our mental health. And what better way to nourish those precious minds than with a good old dose of literature? Ever feel like your thoughts are running wild, or you need a little extra help managing stress and anxiety? Trust me, I get it. We all have moments when we just need a little mental reset. That's where books come in, my friends. They're not just for escapism, although that's awesome too. They can be powerful tools for self-discovery, growth, and even healing. So buckle up, because today I'm sharing some of my absolute favorite reads that have seriously helped me improve my mental well-being. These aren't your typical self-help books. They're stories, poems, memoirs, and even a little bit of philosophy that have resonated with me on a deep level. First up, let's talk about mindfulness. If you've ever felt like your mind is constantly racing, like a hamster on a wheel, then wherever you go, The Yore by Jon Kabat-Zinn is your new best friend. This book is a masterclass in bringing awareness to the present moment, and it's packed with practical exercises that you can actually use to calm your inner chatter and find some peace. Next up, we have The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, or that you always had to be perfect? Girl, I feel you. This book is a beautiful reminder that vulnerability is our superpower and that embracing our imperfections is key to living a truly authentic life. Now, let's talk about finding your tribe. The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin is a funny and inspiring journey of one woman's quest for happiness. It's all about the power of connection and how nurturing meaningful relationships can make a world of difference in our overall well-being. It reminded me that sometimes the happiest moments are shared with those we love. For a dose of poetic inspiration, I highly recommend Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur. This collection of poems is raw, honest, and utterly captivating. It explores themes of love, loss, healing, and everything in between with such beauty and vulnerability that it will leave you feeling seen and understood. And finally, for a bit of philosophical wisdom, check out Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. This powerful book, based on the author's experiences in a Nazi concentration camp, is a testament to the human spirit's resilience and the importance of finding meaning even in the darkest of times. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. These books are just a starting point. There are so many incredible reads out there waiting to be discovered. So grab yourself a cozy spot, brew a cup of tea, and get ready for a journey of self-discovery and growth. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reel? Yeah, I've been there. And it can seriously mess with our mental well-being. That's why I love reading these books. They remind me to focus on what truly matters. My own journey, my growth, and the connections I have with the people I love. Imagine this. You're curled up in your favorite armchair, lost in a captivating story that takes you to another world. You're so engrossed in the narrative that you forget about all your worries and stresses. That feeling of escape, of pure joy and immersion, that's what books can do for us. They have this incredible power to transport us, to teach us, and most importantly, to heal us. So go ahead, grab a book. You deserve some time for yourself to relax, to learn, and to grow. And who knows? You might just discover your new favorite read, one that changes your life in unexpected ways. Until next time, keep reading, keep growing, and remember, you are amazing, just as you are. Don't forget to share your thoughts on these books with me. What are your favorite reads for improving mental health? Let me know in the comments below.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.